Thank you, Rain. I'm downstairs in the living room with my twin brother and sisters. Ew, that probably sounds so gross on the mic. That's nasty. Y'all, I sound gross. And I'm seizing it, I'm sniffing it, da-da-da-da. I don't sound, ayy, gross, but boom. And I'm seizing it, I'm blowing outside of my nose. Cause I got allergies, yeah, get allergies. And my nose is sniffling, cause I can't breathe. I'm breathing out my mouth, and everybody else is free. That didn't make sense, but it rhymed. I don't really care, cause I got time. But not really though, because I'm supposed to be in school. And my emotions, everything is not cool. Ayah, I'm supposed to be focused, but it's hard to be focused. I don't like distance learning, but I gotta do distance learning. This is literally how my brain goes in school. Like, I cannot focus at all. But I'm gonna get through this. In my senior year, we're gonna have to get through this. We have to strive like a beehive. That didn't make no sense again, but you know I can't say that.
This reality of online learning is not something that we originally signed up for. Not only that, but we're also in an international pandemic and a national crisis.
Don't get misconfused because everybody fucking shit up. We out here for one reason and one reason only, man. Justice, that's it. George, rest in peace, man. We forever got you.
No, that the system isn't made for us, but dang, like, we're in 2020, like, literally, when is this gonna end?
Hey guys, and we're live with another video. This is not a video. Take two. Boop. Hey guys, this is Monea, Mo Action, Mo Money, and we're live with another recording. My name is Monea Upton.
Tap, tap, tap in.
Yeah. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, born and raised.
I have two braids, guys.
And I am hosting this episode of Vice News Reports, period.
No, you can't hold it. That's
Why
my job.
Hold it?
I'm the reporter, and we're here. And we're
Vice sent me a recorder at the end of the summer.
Wow, this is like a real recorder thing. I'm official.
You guys are literally walking me through. Well, I'm walking y'all through a milestone in my life. Originally, I thought it was going to be just a milestone because I'm a senior this year in high school. Like, duh, that's a milestone. Like, this is it. You're grown. But it's a milestone with everything that 2020 brings and is still bringing. What else? I'm black. Like, y'all, when I say that I'm black, I really want y'all to feel me when I say that I'm black. It's a lot going on in a black girl's head. So if you don't want to listen by now, then I don't know what to tell you.
Start from this part. 5, 6, 7, and 1.
I dance.
2, 3, 4,
I sing.
5.
I act. I'm in cheer.
Let's get started. Let's go.
I pretty much do everything. Anything people ask me to do, I do it. I have 8 brothers and sisters, including myself, so I have 7 brothers and sisters.
Say hi to my podcast.
Hi, my name is Ariel.
Why would you do that?
I don't think y'all really get it, where I'm from. Everybody just thinks of George Floyd and protests and riots every time they think of Minneapolis now.
M-I-N-N-E-A-P-O-L-I.
But we're far more than that, baby boy and baby girl.
Minneapolis. There you go. See, y'all got this.
Allow me, please and thank you, to reintroduce you to my city. North Minneapolis is like the heart of Minnesota. At least for black people. I go to North High School, North Community High School.
Minneapolis, North Community High School, home of the Polish Walker.
I am a senior, so you know it's lit. Class of 2021. It's not that lit right now because we're online, but you know, we still lit and we hanging in there. And I'm gonna graduate with this diploma, either I'm online or not, period. And I would just like to give a short reflection of the year. And the year has definitely been a year and it ain't even done yet. LOL. Let's just start off with New Year's. And then Like the day after New Year's, we were in World War III.
The United States is not seeking a war with Iran.
Like, I don't know what Trump was doing, but...
But we are prepared to finish one.
Trump always doing unnecessary stuff. He's just unnecessary.
My son was not committing a crime.
And then they shot Ahmaud Arbery.
He was out for his daily jog and he was hunted down like an animal and killed.
So that, I guess, was the first big toll on me this year. And then...
Breonna loves life and she loved to help people and she loved a family.
They shot Breonna Taylor.
She didn't deserve what they did to her.
Every time I talk about this, I get really emotional, but I'ma just, like, push it off for a second.
We are officially in a distance learning Minneapolis Public Schools launch.
Everybody knows COVID-19 happened and we're still in that pandemic.
Means that school as we know it is no longer taking place.
Today. So everything changed. Let's go home, do school from home.
Can you guys, do you see my screen?
Didn't nobody know what they was doing, not even the teachers. Then I wake up again to another one of mine's black person, black man, black king, dying in my city.
All George wanted from life is what any of us want. Life, liberty, and the pursuit to be happy on this earth. But he was denied those rights.
I don't like to watch the videos because it is actually very, very traumatizing and you already have to walk around hoping that it doesn't happen to you and keep your head down so that it doesn't. But I decided to watch it anyways. To this day, like, it's like stuck in my head.
We memorialize George Floyd, protest against evil, join the young people in the streets.
And then even when you're off social media, it's in your city, so you see it everywhere you go. We've literally done protests every week, pretty much this whole summer, every week. My mom didn't really like me going to a lot of them because the police would like throw tear gas and shoot rubber bullets and stuff. This year, this summer, has been horrifying. Depressing, but so amazing at the same time. I am currently in my room on Monday, September 7th, 2020. I start my senior year tomorrow. Actually, in the next hour, I start my senior year. And it's gonna be the best year yet. And I'm going to try and get straight A's. I know for a fact I'm going to get honor roll every quarter because I always do. I'm going to get into a college that's out of the state. Ooh, we got to be out of state. And it's going to be lit. Period.
This is Mari Melander Freeslavin, your principal at North Community High School. We do morning announcements every day right around 8:30. Without being in physical school, we have made a commitment to continue daily announcements via Facebook Live. Coming to you live on the first day of school, Tuesday, September 8th.
Like, my senior year, it was supposed to be dope. It is 8:37. Technically, it's my first day of school, so... Here we are, 12th grade year. I'm so tired. So let me just give y'all a glimpse before COVID though. First day of school, my senior year, I'm gonna have some retro ones, Air Forces, nice North shirt, probably with some ripped up shorts, but not too short because I don't even play like that. I'm gonna be dipped to the gods, like dipped to the gods. It was like, what? I'm a senior, please.
Please, this is not the way we would prefer to do school, but at least we're doing school. And we don't want to lose you through the cracks in the meantime, okay? Sign into each of your classes.
So yeah, this is how my year starts. She's talking, so I'm gonna let y'all hear everything that she says. Period.
Like, we're tired. It's the first day of school. Like, let's kind of ease into some of that, okay?
My whole high school career, it's been majority black students, black deans, a black principal. She greets us at the door.
Good morning, Polar Nation. This is Mari Melander Freeslaben, principal of Nora. Do you miss that squeaky door from every morning?
We have majority white teachers, but they're not like regular white teachers, if you know what I mean. We have deans that really care about us, that tell jokes and talk about us.
Get money, more money, what you say?
Get money, more action, more money.
More action.
Just because they love us.
Okay, thank you, Owen. Thank you. Appreciate you.
North Minneapolis is like a family, and it really sucks that we're not with each other this year.
Good afternoon, Polar Nation. This is Mari Melander Freeslaben, your North Community High School principal, coming to you live from North Community High School, the best high school on the north side and in the whole
country. So let me go to Google Classroom real quick. Right now I'm in Spanish, and when we just started, she comes, you come and you say, hola, profe, or you say, hey, profe. And then she was like, te gusta TikTok, and I was like, si. Descansar is to... Oh, I couldn't even tell you. Who just thinks, oh, my senior year, I'm a homeschool. I'm a distance learn. Like, what? I'm literally at home on a Chromebook. Wake up, Chromebook. Stay on the Chromebook for hours. How do you get... I'm going to ask my teacher something. 1 second. Profe. How do I get to that? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Profe, I swear... I'm literally telling her my feelings is hurt. Oh, my head hurts bad. Okay, so my teacher is not listening to me. She's preoccupied at the moment, and I'm outside of the game. This is so frustrating. Y'all, school is so frustrating. It's so crazy. If we're in school right now, things would be so much easier. I literally can go up to her and ask her a question. But we're online. They keep pressing mute and unmute and camera and turn the camera off. And dot live. This is how it sounds to not know what you're doing. During whatever this is called. Distance learning. Okay. You can hear the frustration in my voice. Praise God. Well, I don't think that's really something that you praise him about. It's smoking on the thing. His camera's on. He's smoking. Y'all, my friend is smoking on the Google Meet. Oh my God. She took him out of the call. She took him out the Google Meet. Y'all, and these kids is crazy. And they want me to finish my senior year like this. Please.
Remember, you are loved more than you know. You are braver than you can imagine. You are more beautiful beyond what you can see. And you are stronger than you sometimes feel. You still have a lot of work left to do. We still have a lot of work left to do. So let's get to it.
It's only Thursday.
Good afternoon, Polar Nation. This is Mari Melander Freeslaben. I'm sorry that I'm coming to you late.
It's been very hectic within the last 2 weeks.
Because we lost a student last night who attended Patrick Henry High School.
It's been hectic pretty much this whole summer. We lost two people yesterday.
He was not 2 weeks into his senior year when he was shot and killed right here in this space. And I know for me, I am so absolutely 100% over it.
Since distance learning has started, like, we've lost a lot of kids. And I honestly think it's because they're bored. They just want to go out. They just want to get up and do something.
We literally are in a city right now that is completely and entirely out of control. It feels like when I walk into a classroom where the teacher has given up. And all of you guys know the way that classroom feels, right?
I'm not actually really sure, like, what Minneapolis Public Schools can do, like the board can do about protecting the students. Most of our kids, like, school was the getaway.
Trollers, be safe, okay? Be safe. We know that this feels wrong. We know that the world feels topsy-turvy right now, and we're not going to be quiet about it.
It's overwhelming, honestly. It's every day, it's something different. Every other day, another black man dies, another black woman dies, a black kid dies. And if you can hear, I don't know if you heard, but they're shooting outside my house right now. Not the police. I don't know who's shooting outside my house. But they're shooting outside my house. I almost want to quarantine for my life. And it's not funny at all, but it's deep. Like, I'm being serious. And I've never been to the point where I've been, like, so scared where I didn't go outside. Because I ain't scared of nobody but God. And that's on period.
Ms. Rieslingen, your principal, it is Wednesday night, and I'm just checking in with you, just doing a family check-in. We lost a student today, and we found out that the 16-year-old that lost his life is a polar. I just need you guys to be in the house, okay? We've got too much work to do. You have so many big dreams, and I can't wait to be able to celebrate all of them with you, but I can't do it if you're not still here with us, okay? So polars out there, are you out there? Are you good? Where are my polars at?
So my goals for this year, if I could tell you my goals for this year, I would tell you. But honestly, I think my goal for this year would probably be to stay sane and alive by 2021. I'll talk to y'all in a second. And this is just the part one. Stay tuned for the part two. Period. The first couple weeks of school, we were just totally like online. And then in October, they said we would go back to school for cheer and sports and all that, but still no classes in person.
This is recording, y'all, so don't be cussing.
Like, how do you go to school for sports, but not school? Like, actual education. And I get it, like, our school is known for sports, but I would like to get a little bit extra help with my work. I also wasn't expecting to be able to cheer football season and then not have no fans in the stands.
This is deadly. We're not supposed to be in the cold. You know the cold symptoms is the same symptoms as COVID?
Yes, they is.
So what are we supposed to do if somebody got a cold?
You gotta go home.
What happens if all of us have colds?
I ain't gonna be able to cheer.
Hey, that's crazy.
Bye, guys.
Somebody, did you get the drop? I'm
ready. TC, you good?
Okay, y'all. That was the end of cheer practice. This is Mo Action, Mo Money, as y'all already know. Like, I don't think I've ever been this cold in my entire life. I lied, but it's cold. It's like, it's supposed to be fall, but fall only lasts 2 weeks in Minnesota. And I'm not ready for the winter time. Well, kinda, cause I don't really need to go nowhere because we're in a pandemic. So, I can stay home if I wanted to.
When the pandemic first started, I was living with my grandma in Maplewood, Minnesota. I lived with her for about a year. There was a custody battle between my mom and my dad. So, my grandma took me in.
It's dark outside and I'm walking home and they be shooting every night. This is not safe, but pray to God that I'm protected at all times.
And if something happens by stripes, I am healed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right.
Went to school, sports, dance, cheer, all that good stuff. Then we got to March. And then boom, COVID happened. So I went back to Minneapolis to my mom's house.
It's like really nice houses on the corner, and then a bogus house in the middle, and then a broke down house on the side of it, then an evicted house on one side, and then on the corner it's a nice house.
My grandma said that I wouldn't be able to come back for a while because of COVID, which was fine because I would never want my grandma to have to experience that ever in life.
It's a mixture of bougie and broke down. BBD. Period. Oh, that's what I should call it, BBD Avenue.
I went from living in Minneapolis my whole life to Maplewood for a year, back to Minneapolis. And as soon as I got back, George Floyd, racial wars, National Guard, there was tanks rolling down my street, KKK all around the block, setting our trash cans and stuff on fire.
Hold on, call me 1 second. Hello.
Hello, come on, sir.
What's good, city boy?
Chilling.
Everybody in my community is pretty much family. They're like my village. I have a few male mentors, not a lot, but one of them, his name is Cortland Pickens.
What you up to?
Nothing, just walking home.
From where?
From north.
How far of a walk is that?
Probably a mile. Probably. I don't know. I've been doing this since my freshman year of high school. Yes, I don't mind walking.
It's just where you're walking, but we're not going to worry. We're going to take our concerns to the Lord in prayer.
Period.
He's my choir director. He's hilarious.
So, can you tell us who had COVID or like, no?
I can't.
Do I got to get tested or can I just pray? Because... like, if I got it, I got it. Like, ain't no reason for me to get tested for it. Shoot.
He's also a father figure in my life, too. I'm always somebody's kid. They always call me, like, their sister or their niece. And they're always, like, act like an auntie or act like an uncle. So I name them accordingly as my village family, as my selective family.
Why look like ain't no lights on in this house? Somebody better be in this house. I ain't playing.
Thank God you're home already.
The front door is open.
Oh, Jesus, stay on the phone.
That is ridiculous.
That'd be the 40 on that door.
It hasn't been a time where me and my whole family have been in one house at one time for longer than a week, and it was when quarantine first started.
Why are both of these doors open? Y'all want to die? Because that's the signals y'all giving me. Those are the vibes y'all giving me. Killer vibes. That's ridiculous.
At first, it was really, really nice. And then there's times where it was annoying. Like, okay, I see you every day. You're in my face every day. Like,
don't say hi after I'm asking questions and I didn't respond. Got me messed up.
How's your midterm grades?
I couldn't even tell you. I'm too scared to look in the grade book right now.
Wow. Listen, my human kids, I know they was mad.
Yeah. I just can't. And my mom don't know my grades because she don't know my login online. And then the report cards go to my grandma's house and she ain't sensitive about my grades. So either she being real nice or I don't know. But I think I'm good. Probably not in chemistry though, because I ain't do a quiz in there.
Wow.
I ain't do a lab in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I know my grades most likely a D minus or an F. I'll pray about it and see what happens.
My sister's calling me. Okay, hold on. Watch her win.
Tonight?
No. I'm always the person that people go to talk to or to vent to
or to ask if, like, they need anything, I'm always there.
Well, that's the end of this rehearsal, and now I'm gonna go to my choir rehearsal.
Here comes the dance team. Hey, Monet, I know you're probably busy, but we have a recital this day. Can you choreograph for the little girls on this
performance? I think you'll do really good.
You should come to basketball practice today. I want to see what you got.
So I'm like, yes, I'll put you in my schedule. And I'm going to practice my dance for my other dance company, UDC, my jazz.
And I don't ever want to disappoint anyone. So it's like, all my life, I've just been working for other people and their desires. And then it adds on and keeps going every week, y'all. Every week.
Give yourself some time to breathe, Monet. What are you doing? All right, Monet, you have to do this and that. Yes, I'm talking to myself, people. You have to coach yourself or else you're never going to get anywhere.
My sleep schedule is so bad. Like, my body's literally crashing. Like, my body feels like it's been hit by a bus.
Monet, when you do these turns, do not sit with your feet. You got this. Okay? All
right. You know, I didn't know that I was as dependent on all of my extracurricular groups. I thought it was just something that I really liked to do. Like, I stayed busy, so I'd never have time to actually think about what it is that I went through or go through or what it is that stressed me out. Like, I always find something to do.
Like, I can't make B honor roll for the rest of the year. Like, I have to make A honor roll if I don't make honor roll. Because that's going to be a problem.
I was expecting to be in school and get help with my college applications. No. I had to figure it out on my own, pretty much.
Like, the colleges are going to look at that and be like, oh, well, she's not on top of her game. And my GPA is already at a 3.57.
That is a solid GPA, though.
Because asking questions about college applications over the phone is so frustrating. Like, it'll make you lose your mind.
I mean, that's really good.
I appreciate that, but it wasn't
When your standards are as high as they are, I get it. It's not good enough for you. But I'm saying that is something to be proud of.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So where are you applying?
Howard, Clark, and Spelman.
Oh, man, Howard. Oh, such an awesome school. Spelman also. And what was the third one?
Clark.
All really, really great schools. So if you ever need anything or have any questions about that, reach out.
Okay, I'm definitely going to reach out. Okay. But thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and I'll see you next week.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Bye, Monaya.
Okay, bye. I hate school. I hate it. I don't hate school, but I hate school.
I understand that Miss Breonna Taylor's death has become a part of a national story and conversation. According to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves. This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
I had to talk to my teacher one day because it wasn't just one teacher. It was like pretty much all of them. We went through the whole class the whole like school day.
In no way, shape, or form is this justice. This woman lay dead, and what received more justice was the property next door to her.
After school's over, I realized nobody, like not one teacher, came and asked us like, okay, how do you feel about Breonna Taylor? Yada, yada, yada. And literally this was the day after she didn't receive any justice.
There is nothing just about a world that continuously shows Black women and girls that they don't matter. Black women and girls are not disposable.
And it's not like I expected them to do something immediately, because come on now, we're talking about the government, we're talking about the police, we're talking about the system.
He's on the door.
Sorry. Take a break. Rain, I need you to get out. Get out and go downstairs. I don't care what Raymere did. Anyways, like I was saying, I text my principal and I just told her, like, I just think that it's really disrespectful and just plain wrong for all of our teachers to know what's going on in the world and then not address it.
It's not just talking about Black women and girls after we die, right? It's about celebrating our lives and the way that we live.
I don't care how uncomfortable you may be as a white teacher in a Black community with all that's going on. You cannot work in the Black community and not address Black trauma. Because if you don't, then you add on to it. It's already bad enough that we're reminded every day that our lives don't matter because we sit here and watch Black bodies die. And then we go to a school that we're supposed to be safe and loved at, and then they don't even think to even bring it up. It should be so heavy on your heart that you want to bring it up. Like you can't help it. You just bring it up and you talk about it and you open the floor for the kids to talk about and you just express how much you love and you care for your kids. And they didn't do that. So I explained to her.
I can't help but wonder about your head spaces, you know, what you guys are thinking about and how you're probably just feeling just all sorts of trapped.
And the next day they switched it all up. They had assignments. They had moment of silences. They had a lot of stuff for us planned, so I appreciated that.
And so I'm feeling you today, okay?
2020 has opened our eyes so much, and it's like most people already knew these things that happened in life and how the system worked, but sometimes you try to ignore the things that you don't want to believe and that you don't like. And, you know, there was no ignoring it this time. You know, I still haven't even processed the... I don't think I've processed... You can't process any deaths that are continuously happening, you know?
I made it to rehearsal. Finally. And I'm hiding underneath the seat. To talk, but here we go, y'all.
All right, y'all can have a seat. For the people who came in late and didn't hear this, the reason why I'm doing this song is because most of you guys know in this area alone, there's been so much gun violence amongst youth. And at Patrick Henry High School alone, we've lost about 3 to 4 people already this school year from gun violence. I wanted to record a video tonight of us singing just this little piece, just to spew out some positivity into this community. And yeah, just to spew out something good with all the negativity stuff that's been going on. Sweet. So when we sing it, I want us to sing it from that place that we're trying to like, our prayer is that we're speaking blessings into this community versus curses. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I kind of envision it in somebody singing the first part. Yes. So for example, Lord bless you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Like that. Say. Give me bigger eye. Lord, turn his
face toward you and give you peace.
We're going to do the amen one time. The low one, just one time. Let me in.
Amen.
Time, say it.
preferred residence during your first year on campus? Do you intend to pursue need basis financial aid, of course?
Currently, I am applying for Clark Atlanta University.
Do you intend to pursue merit-based scholarships? What is that? Of course, any scholarship. Continue.
Today is
October 29th.
First choice major, political science. Boom. Oopsies. Okay. Right now, I am filling out my resume. This stuff is too much. Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much. So, for skills on my resume, it says leadership, positive motivator, very intellectual and open-minded, always ready to learn and a fast learner, very studious, attends a program slash dance class every day while maintaining a 3.47 GPA. What else did I... Oh, I can put Vice! I work for Vice News in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh, Jesus. I'm doing it. 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 Oh, my God. Yeah. Hold on. I just came to realization. I literally have like a month and a half until 2021. I'm class of 2021. I'm going to graduate in 2021. Okay. I'm finna submit it, guys. So excited. So excited. Oh my. Wow. Wow. Praise God. God, you are good. You let me go through 12 years of school with a good GPA, dean's list. You're talented. I don't want to be boastful, but you've made it pretty far with a lot of stuff weighing on your shoulders. And here you are. You didn't let that hold you down. You didn't do anything like, but make things positive out of it. You've been optimistic throughout the whole thing. Look at you. You're in a pandemic in 2020 and you're finishing school. No lie. Listen, for real. I finished my first quarter of my senior year in distance learning. If that don't deserve applause, I don't know what to do. Actually, I'm going to look up an applause so y'all can hear the clapping. Let's see. TV applause. Because them be the best ones. Like on Friends and stuff, like Phoebe say something funny and then they be like, they start laughing. So I'm going to say it again. Y'all, I finished the first quarter of my senior year in 2020 at North High School distance learning. If that don't deserve an applause, I don't know what do. Yeah. Go Mo Action. Go Mo Money. Yeah, y'all heard him. And not only did I just do it, but all my friends and family did it. And I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of myself.
After four long, tense days, we've reached a historic moment in this election. We can now project the winner of the presidential race.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be the 46th president of these United States. And his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris, the first female, the first black, and the first Asian American vice president in our nation's history.
We just had an African American and South Asian woman become one of the top positions in this country. That's huge. That is big. Just wanted to point that out because I'm going to be doing it with all my classes because I think it's really important.
Period, Mr. Lee. Period, Mr. Lee. This year was my last year that I couldn't vote. I never, ever had any question in my body that Trump wasn't going to win again. And the fact that Kamala and Biden got in, it excites me for the next time.
And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message.
So baby boy, baby girls, next year when I turn 18, August 1st, 2021, oh, best believe, I'll be voting.
But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
When you're black,
you're automatically in politics. Automatically. Because your life is controversial. I'm going to say that again for y'all, like for the people in the back. When you're born black or people of color, but mainly black, your life is controversial. So you're automatically born into politics.
Hey, mom. I'm going down the stairs.
Come on, boy.
No. Gotti. Hey, Gotti.
Hey.
Gotti is a pit bull. Y'all are hiding from Gotti.
Yeah,
yes.
Under the bed.
Hey, Gotti. Stop messing with the cat. Come over here.
That's pretty much it for today's TED Talk. So, thank you all for listening. It was my pleasure speaking with you all. And I have a performance I need to get to. I have to figure out what I'm going to wear for that, because since it's for Christmas, I haven't really got any Christmas things, so I might need to run to the store. So, thank you all for listening. Again, it is Monea Upton. Mo action, mo money. Yeah, period. Pooh. Bye. This is going to be the song to close you guys out, okay? Close us out here.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Happy day, oh happy day, oh happy day, oh happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy day.
Hey, it's Arielle. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm just here to read the credits, but first, I want to thank Monea Upton, who did such an incredible job sharing her world with us. The joy and passion you brought, Monea, to every recording you sent us brightened up our year. So thank you. Also, special thanks to Maury Melander Friesleben, Charles Adams, Sam Wilbur, Cortland Pickings, Rochelle Upton, Ajayla Hansen, Samir Ferdowsi, and Alex Baumhart.
But after the last, it was like, when Jesus, it was like a really, really high note. And I'm not even going to try and do that while recording, because I didn't practice without the recording. I'm not going to sound stupid on the recording, because that's not a...
Vice News Reports is produced by Jesse Alejandro Cuttrell, Jen Kinney, Janice Yamoka, and Julia Nutter. Our senior producers are Ashley Cleek and Adiza Egan. Our associate producers are Adriana Rodriguez, Sam Egan, and Sophie Kazis. Sound design and music composition by Steve Bone and Kyle Murdoch. Our executive producer and VP of Vice Audio is Kate Osborne. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. Production coordination by Steph Brown. From iHeart executive producer Mangesh Hatikador and senior producer Nikki Etor. Fact-checking by Samir Ferdowsi. Legal review by Yoni Berkovitz. Our theme music is by Steve Bone. Security by Rami Galli and Charbel Namor. I'm Ariel Zimros. I know podcast hosts say this all the time, but seriously, please rate and review this podcast. It really does help other people find the show. If you want to get in touch with us, you can reach the VNR team by emailing us at vicenewsreports@vice.com. Vice News Reports drops every Thursday, everywhere you get your podcasts, but not so much during the holidays because we're taking a break. To everyone listening to this right now, happy end of 2020.
Okay, I'm back. It's Monea, more action, more money, more money, more money, more money, more money. Monea.
My sisters are in the hallway doing too much. Per usual. Let me
see. Hello? Hello? How are it was recording.
Is the numbers moving?
Yeah. So, we finna go and step on some snow so y'all can hear the effects. Since we're putting this on the news. Wait, are you still recording? So, y'all finna hear some, a lot of wind, cause we're outside, and we're going skydiving, I'm just kidding, no we're not. Okay, bye news people.